Now it's time for sports. Look, I don't like leading with Donald Sterling either, but there's news. Or is there? Also, the Heat looked unbeatable on their way into another NBA Finals. The Blackhawks hold off the Kings, and the Rangers await the winner for all of this. Plus, ice cream and pony rides. We're joined by Howard Bryant of ESPN.com and ESPN the Magazine. Howard, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott. Don't make promises you can't keep. I have no pony and no ice cream.
Oh, all right. Well, we got him into the tent anyway. Let me see if I can sum this up. Steve Ballmer thinks he's bought the LA Clippers for $2 billion. Shelley Sterling's lawyers say that a couple of doctors say her estranged husband, Donald, is mentally incapacitated. His lawyer says, no, he's just a little frail, but he's still strong enough to sue the NBA for $1 billion. Where does that leave us today?
Well, the one thing we can say for certain is that when this sale is complete, the Sterlings are going to walk away with $1.44 million in profit after $662 million in capital gains. So there's money changing hands here. It seems like you've got a deal taking place along parallel tracks. On the one hand, you've got the NBA trying to move this franchise to Steve Ballmer. But on the other, you still have to deal with this litigation with Donald Sterling. Part of the agreement, which is where the confusion takes place, mm-hmm. is that the agreement of the sale is supposed to prevent the Sterlings from suing the NBA. So, of course, what happens? Donald Sterling sues the NBA. So I think that I think there's way too many loopholes here to feel confident that it's done, but it's obvious that the NBA is going to do everything it can to make sure that I don't think Donald Sterling is going to own the team, but we all knew that this was not going to be a clean process.
Let's ask about some actual, sporting contests.
You mean like sports?
Exactly. Sure. Basketball and hockey. The Miami Heat beat the Indiana Pacers like a drum last night, a 25-point victory. They sure look unbeatable as they go into their fourth consecutive NBA final.
Well, Scott, we've been doing this for a couple of years now when it comes to the Miami Heat, and my attitude has always been the same. In the NBA, because you've only got 10 guys on the court, best player wins. LeBron James is the best player, hands down. He is easily moving into the territory of one of the best players of all time and may end up being the best player of all time. The Indiana Pacers, on the other hand, they did a lot of thuggish stuff. They talked the talk all season long, but when it came time, they got the one seed, they had home court, and still blew it. This is looking a lot like the Michael Jordan Bulls and the Pat Riley Knicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
One is the hammer and one is the nail. And you go lose three years in a row, it's not a rivalry.
Of course, I'm going to ask about the Hawks. Patrick Kane scored twice, including one of the prettiest shots under pressure I've ever seen with 3:45 left. The Chicago Blackhawks and the LA Kings are going to skate their decisive seventh game in Chicago. But these are two teams that notably win big games. Who do you give the nod here?
Well, I got to give the nod to the defending champs. They've been on the canvas twice, and now they've got a game seven at home. They're going to come back from a 3-1 deficit, and I think they're going to the Stanley Cup to defend their championship. But on the other hand, you've got Drew Doughty of the Kings saying, no, we're going to win this game. So I think it's going to be a fantastic game seven. I give the edge to the Blackhawks naturally because they are the defending champs. And also for selfish reasons, because the Blue Shirts, the New York Rangers, are waiting. And as an old-time hockey fan, as an original 6-2 teams that have been around since the 20s, the Blackhawks and the Rangers have never met in the Stanley Cup. Yeah. So I think that would be pretty fascinating. I'd like to see that.
Did you see the cover in the New York Post when the Rangers got into the Stanley Cup first time in 20 years? Forgive
what
me,
was that
everyone.
Headline?
It went, puck yeah.
Of course.
Glad my pronunciation was on.
Exactly.
Serena Williams knocked out of the French Open. Few Americans are still left, though, right?
You get Sloane Stephens is going into the fourth round again, and Donald Young, who was ranked 200th in the world after being 38th. Is now got a chance to do something. So don't give up on the Americans out in Paddy, even though we don't usually play well out there.
Howard Bryant, thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.